అఖండం సచ్చిదానందం అవాంగ్ మనస గోచరం ఆత్మానమఖిలాధారం ఆశ్రయేభీష్ట సిద్ధయే.
పేజ్ నెంబర్ 85, టాపిక్ నెంబర్
147. ఆధారభూతమనుపహితం ప్రత్యగానందం తురీయం చైతన్యం త్వం పద లక్ష్యార్థో భవతి.
ఆథర్ సదానంద ప్రెజెంటెడ్ అధ్యారోప అండ్ అపవాద, అండ్ ఆఫ్టర్ డూయింగ్ దిస్ అపవాద ఫైనల్లీ హిస్ ప్రెజెంటింగ్ వాట్ ఈస్ ద మెథడ్ ఆఫ్ డి సూపర్ ఇంపోజిషన్. దట్ మెథడ్ హీ ఈస్ ప్రెజెంటింగ్ ద హోల్ క్రియేషన్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు డిజాల్వ్ బ్యాక్ into Brahman, from which Brahman the Jagat has come into existence, same Jagat has to dissolve back into Brahman itself. Therefore, he presents that Mahavakya, Tattvamasi Mahavakya. To arrive at that Mahavakya, Aikya Jnanam, we have to know how to use the meaning of that sentence. Every sentence has got two meanings. Primary meaning and secondary meaning. Primary meaning means mukhya artha, immediate meaning. Once I listen to a sentence, what meaning comes to my mind, that is primary meaning. When the primary meaning doesn't suit in some sentences, that time I have to go to secondary meaning. That is called lakshyartha. Primary meaning is called mukhyartha. Secondary meaning is called lakshyartha. Or implied meaning, indirect meaning. This is a very important portion we saw in the last class. In that lakshyartha also, again there are three varieties, he said. Secondary meaning also has got three steps are there. One is jahati lakshana, giving up the primary meaning and taking the secondary meaning totally. Totally giving up of primary meaning is called jahati lakshana. Jahati means giving up. Jahati lakshana means not giving up that primary meaning, inclusion of primary meaning also along with secondary meaning. Inclusion of primary meaning also along with secondary meaning. So that is called ajahati lakshana. Primary meaning as well as secondary meaning together if you take ajahati lakshana. For that I give examples also. What is jahati lakshana? I ate mango. Means you give up the seed and you take the pulp of the mango is called jahati lakshana. Primary meaning is what? I ate mango means primary meaning I ate mango. But that doesn't suit. I ate mango means I have not taken total mango. So I have to go to the secondary meaning. When I go to secondary meaning, what I have to take? I have to give up that primary meaning, seed, jahati lakshana. I take only one part, pulp. I take. That is called jahati lakshana. Primary meaning la irukkara, I ate mango lo, I have to give up the seed and I take pulp of the mango. That is called Jahati Lakshana. Ajahati Lakshana, what example we saw? Primary meaning, I ate idli, I ate idli now. Otherwise, bring idli in when we order. That person has to bring idli, primary meaning, and he has to bring inclusion of that primary meaning, chutney, sambar, inclusion. There is no jahati, ajahati. So he brings along with idli, plate, and chutney, sambar, inclusion. It is ajahati lakshana. Not giving up that idli and adding some more along with idli. It is called ajahati lakshana. But not saying bring idli, no? There is no chutney, sambar mentioned panla. Even plate also he didn't mention. Unsaid, no? Unasked, unsaid, unmentioned, no? Not mentioned, but implied. That is called lakshyartha. Along with primary idli. Primary idli and primary meaning idli. Immediate meaning idli. Okay? He brought. There is another word, sentence, which you have to take primary meaning half, secondary meaning half, and you have to join the sentence. For that, what example he gave? Soyam Devadattaha. Saha Devadattaha, that Devadatta, is this Devadatta. He is going to explain it later. That's why I am going to elaborate it. Next section, he is going to elaborately present that Soyam Devadattaha. So, Soyam Devadattaha, one part we have to give up, another part we have to take. Again, secondary meaning, one part you have to take, one part you have to give up. Oru bhagam tyagam pannanu. Primary meaning lo oru bhagam tyagam pannanu. Secondary meaning lo oru bhagam tyagam pannanu. Appo adilo onnu idilo onnu seethi, you have to take the meaning. Adi bhaga tyaga lakshana. So, R, RM, RC, OC. Vyaktila. Samastila, RM, RC, OC. How many RMs are there in Samasti? Three RMs are there. RM means what? Reflected medium. RM1, RM2, RM3. Vishwa, Taijasa, Raji. Sula, Sukshma, Karana, Sriram. Vishwa, Taijasa, Prajna. Virat, Hiranyagarbha, Ishwara, RM1, RM4, RM5, RM6 at Samasti level. Sukhati level and Navam Yukunam. We can never forget. So, 6 RMs are there. How many RCs? 6. RC1, RC2, RC3, RC4, RC5, RC6. How many mirrors are there? So many reflections. How many mediums are there? So many reflections. Therefore, RC1, RC2, RC3, RC4, RC5, RC6. All 6 RCs, 6 RMs. Primary meaning lo irukke, secondary meaning, Jeevatma eva Paramatma, when we say come to Mahavakya, you have to give up etad upadhi upahita adharabhuta anupahitam. Ivula explain pannada indha sentence puriyum. Etad, this upadhi upahita, that upahita chaitanyam associated with upadhi. Upadhi means medium. RM1, RM2, RM3, RM4, RM5, RM6. Edo or medium. Upadhi associated chaitanyam upahitam. For that, what is adharam for this upadhi? Really speaking, anupahita chaitanyam. That chaitanyam which is not associated with the upadhi. When chaitanyam is in this body, really associated or not associated? not associated, really not associated, as though associated. That upahita, anupahita, anupahita means not associated with, not connected with body. Adhara chaitanyam. Adhara means which is substratum, which is the source, support. Who is that? Pratyagānandam turiyam. That Atma, which is turiyam, Osin. Osin is not touched by any medium. That is called turiyam pratyagātmanam, inner self. What is this turiyam? Chaitanyam. Chit, if you expand the word chit, it is called chaitanyam. Chaitanyam short form, chit. Chit and chaitanyam are one and the same. If you have, you feel too long chaitanyam word, na, chit, then chalunga. Chaitanyam. Svampada laksharto bhavati. Here, since he said here, svampada, which medium we have to take? RM1, RM2, RM3, Vishwatejasa prajna you have to take. Why? Svampada means vyasti. Inner self is the vyasti. Individual self. Therefore, svampada laksharthaha, implied meaning, secondary meaning. By what way? Bhagatyaga lakshanaya. In laksharthalone, bhagatyaga lakshana you have to take. Not jahati lakshana, not ajahati lakshana, but bhagatyaga lakshana. Next topic we will read. Now Mahavakya Vichara. Topic number 148. अथ महावाक्यार्थो वर्ण्यते इदं तत्त्वमसि वाक्यम् सम्बन्धत्रयेण अखण्डार्थबोधकं भवति. अथ Now, Atha indicates Mangala Vakyam, Mangala Padam. Atha, why it is Mangalam? Because Tattvamasi Mahavakya, Jivatma, Paramatma, Aikya, Jnanam is going to take place. Is it Mangalam or not? Mangalam. Prayas. Aikya Jnanena Samsara Nivrittihi, Dukkha Nivrittihi. Therefore, it is Mangalam. Auspicious. Atha, now, Mahavakya Arthaha Varanyate. Now, I am going to describe Mahavakya Arthaha. Mahavakya means a great equation. I have explained many times about equation in the last class also. I have dealt with that. Mahavakya, when they appear dissimilar to numbers or two statements, but essentially they are one and the same. Appearance, there is a difference, but essentially hidden answer is one and the same. That is called Mahavakya equation. I hope I need not explain again that numbers and all. So, Varnyate. Idam tattvamasi mahavakyam. What is that mahavakya? Tattvamasi mahavakyam. In which Upanishad it occurs? Chandogya, 6th chapter, Sadvidya Prakaranam. Tattvamasi mahavakyam. Sambandhatrayena akhandartha bodhakam bhavati. This tattvamasi mahavakyam, how it reveals, bodhakam bhavati, how it reveals the truth, aikya jnanam, by three relationships. Sambandhatraya trayena. Sambandha means relation. Trayena, by three relationships. By presenting three relationships, what it is going to reveal? Akhandartha bodhakam. Akhandartha means divisionless, non-dual. Khanda means division. Akhanda means divisionless, non-dual. Akhandartha bodhakam, the meaning of that non-dual Brahman. Artha means meaning. Bodhaka means the revealing process is here. Akhandartha bodhakam means that meaning which is talking, giving the presentation about that akhandam Brahman. Akhandartha bodhakam, divisionless Brahman, non-dual Brahman. Next topic we will read. Topic number 149. This is a Pratijna Vakyam. 147 is a Pratijna Vakyam. 48. Pratijna means now it is going to be established. Next topic. What are those three sambandhas, relationships? Sambandhas comes now. Okay, sambandhi. Sambandha trayam nama padayoho samanadhikaranyam padarthayo visheshana visheshya bhavah. Pratyagatma lakshanayoho lakshya lakshana bhavasteti highly technical. So keep very very alert mind. What are those three sambandhas? Number one is sambandhatraya nama. The three relationships are called as in this manner. Three are these. Number one, padayoho samanadhikaranyam. Relationship one. Padayoho samanadhikaranyam. Pada means word. Word relationship. Pada sambandha. I am not going to explain. What is samanadhikaran? He himself going to elaborate. Naan solla vendiya avashyame kediyadhu. Adhu padichindey poi explain panna podu. That is the beauty of this text. He himself gives a notes like, you know, elaboration. In other prakarana grandhas are not like that. Advanced prakarana grandhas, just they mention the name and they go ahead. That means you are supposed to finish the simple prakarana grandhas to go for higher prakarana grandhas. Well, samanadhikarana, if you learn here, this will come again in future, another prakarana grandhas, there you can understand easily. So, very important topic, samanadhikaranyam. Word relationship, between which padams, word and the padam. Which padam we want? We don't want any worldly padams. Mahavakya padani. Tatu padam. Samvaru padam. Asi is one padam. What is the relationship between them? Tatu, tvam, asi. That relationship we have to see. That is called pada samanadhikaranyam. Pada yoho. Any relationship between two. Sambandha dvikotikaha. One word cannot have sambandha. So two words are required minimum. Two padams are required. That's why padayoho. Padayoho is what? Shakti divajanam. Padayoho sambandha. Pada sambandha. Padayoho samanadhikaranya sambandham. And sambandham also in the form of samanadhikaranyam. What do you mean by samanadhikaranyam? Don't be hurry. I will explain you one children. Number two, in English we can call it as samanadhikaranyam, oppositional. Opposition. Not OPP, but APP. Apposition. Not opposition, but apposition. Pronunciation. apposition. 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 Jivatma and Paramatma. Jivatma one padam, Paramatma one padam, Jivatma Paramatma, Sambandha, how he will say. Number two, second relationship is Padarthayoho Visheshana Vishesha Bhavaha. Padarthayoho means relationship between the meaning of the words. Pada Sambandha, Pada Artha Sambandha. Relationship between two meanings of the words. Between the meanings of the words, not two meanings, between the meanings of the two words. Relationship between the meanings of the words. In what way? Visheshana Visheshya. Specific relationship, not ordinary relationship. Specific relationship, Visheshana Visheshya. Between what? The meaning, Kampada Artha, Tatpada Artha. Kampada Artha and Tatpada Artha. The meaning of Swam, you. The meaning of Swam, that, that. You have to know first what is the Padam. Kampada, Tatpada. Then you have to know Kampada Artha, Tatpada Artha. How many years we are studying? Sampadartha, Tatpadartha, Visheshanam, Visheshyam. Both specific relationship you should know. This is the second relationship. That means Visheshana Visheshya means each one qualifies the other. Visheshana qualifies Visheshyam. Visheshyam qualifies Visheshanam. The one who which has got Visheshanam is called Visheshyam. And for which Visheshyam there is an adjective, it is called Visheshanam. Minimum grammar, then you know. And then the language is very, very important. Visheshanam, Visheshyam. For example, this is white color. White is Visheshanam. Visheshanam adjective must have its object, Visheshyam. Flower is the Visheshyam. Without Visheshyam, Visheshanam cannot exist. This is a orange color. Of whom? Sari. Orange color where Visheshanam belongs to Sari. Sari is Visheshyam. So therefore, each one qualifies the other. And any object without attribute, no object. Every object has got attribute, Visheshanam. That is specific. This is white flower. That means what? Not red flower. You are specifying the color you are specifying. Bring that white flower. That means don't bring red color and orange color. Bring white flower. Once you utter a Visheshanam, you are specifying. You call that tall man, and that means I want to meet that tall man only, not short man. Any Visheshanam job is only one thing, to exclude other things. Whole Nama Rupa world is nothing but Visheshanam. That's the specific relationship. Visheshana Visheshya Bhavaha. Then third relationship is Pratyagatma Lakshanayoho Lakshya Lakshana Bhavaha. Cha iti. Pratyagatma means the inner self. Lakshanayoho. That Mahavakyatla irikkara original consciousness. The inner self and the Mahavakya. Lakshanam, the Mahavakya. The sentence and the consciousness. What is the connection? Tatu Swam Asi. In the consciousness, Chaitanya, in the Padatiki, in the Sambandham, Lakshya Lakshana Sambandhana. And you know, Lakshana, Lakshya, That we'll see later. Okay. This is only giving the names. Lakshya Lakshana means revealer revealed relationship. In English we can say revealer revealed relationship. Or indicator indicated relationship. Indicator indicated relationship. Author says this is not my own interpretation. All these three relations already said by Sureshwaracharya in Naishkarmya Siddhi. He presents a shloka from 3rd chapter of Naishkarmya Siddhi, 3rd shloka. That shloka we will read, topic number 115. Sureshwaracharya is a disciple of Shankaracharya. So a great scholarly disciple of Shankaracharya. There are many disciples, but among so many disciples, scholarly disciple means well versed in Shastra, qualified in Artha. Saduktam Samanadhikaranyam Cham Dhikaranyam विशेषण विशेष्यताम् लक्ष्य लक्षण संबंधः पदार्थ प्रत्यगात्मनाम् इति दस्यते. அண்டாண்டம்புலு பிண்டாண்டம்புலு அந்த நாம என்ன சொல்ல போறோம்? பிரம்மமயம். சகுணமா சொன்ன ராமமயம், நிர்குணமா சொன்ன பிரம்மமயம். சாமானாதிகரண்யம் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சம்பந்த, விசேஷண விசேஷ்யதா செகண்ட் சம்பந்த, லட்சிய லட்சண சம்பந்த நம்பர் த்ரீ. தட் விச் இஸ் பதார்த்த பிரத்யகாத்மனாம். So all these three relationship between what and what na pratyagatmana and padartha. Padartha means what? Mahavakya. Relationship between padartha and pratyagatmana. Padartha means mahavakyam, pratyagatma means inner self. That sampada and that mahavakyam la irukkira பத அர்த்தம். வாட் இஸ் த ரிலேஷன்ஷிப் பிட்வீன் தம்? பை தீஸ் த்ரீ ரிலேஷன்ஸ் ரிலேஷன்ஷிப் வி கேன் அரைவ் அட் தட் ஐக்கிய ஞானம். நெக்ஸ்ட் டாபிக் வில் ரீட் 151. சாமானாதிகரண்ய சம்பந்தஹ தாவத் யதா சோயம் தேவதத்தஹ இத்யஸ்மின் வாக்யே தத்கால விசிஷ்ட தேவதத்த வாசக சசப்தஸ்ய ஏதத்கால விசிஷ்ட தேவதத்தம் வாசகாயம் சப்தஸ்ய ச ஏகஸ்மின் பிண்டே தாத்பர்ய சம்பந்தஹ. சாமானாதிகரண்ய சம்பந்தஹ தாவத். Here தாவத் means firstly and அர்த்தம். What is the first relationship? சாமானாதிகரண்ய தாவத் firstly. சாமானாதிகரண்ய சம்பந்தஹ first சம்பந்த is சாமானாதிகரண்ய சம்பந்தம். What is the example? சாமானாதிகரண்ய சம்பந்தம் means what? யதா ஜஸ்ட் அஸ் சோயம் தேவதத்தஹ. சோயம் தேவதத்தஹ saha plus ayam soyam. Saha means he. Ayam means this. Devadattaha means a name of a person. Devadattaha. Ityasmin vakye. Iti asmin vakye. In this sentence. He, that Devadatta, he is this Devadatta. In this sentence, I am asmin vakye. In this sentence, what is there in this sentence? Devadattaha is a vachakaha, tatkala visishta Devadatta vachaka sashabdasya. Saha shabdaha, the word saha denotes a remote past, that saha, he, past, remote. Devadattaha vachaka means revealing that Devadatta who is young here now, who is standing in front of me. You have to imagine Yajnadatta introducing Devadatta to Vishnudatta. Harry Dickens அது மாதிரி தேவதத்தா இஸ் இன்ட்ரோடியூஸ்ட் பை யஜ்ஞதத்தா டு விஷ்ணு தத்தா. இமேஜின் போத் த்ரீ ஆஃப் தெம் ஆர் ஃப்ரெண்ட்ஸ். தே வர் ஃப்ரெண்ட்ஸ் இன் தி ஸ்கூல் டேஸ் ஃப்ரம் வில்லேஜ் கும்பகோணம். ஓகே, தே வர் ஸ்டடிங் இன் எ ஸ்கூல், பிரைமரி ஸ்கூல், அண்ட் க்ரோன் அப் அண்ட் தே ஆர் வெல் ஸ்டடிட் அண்ட் தே ஃபார் ஜாப் சேக் தே வென்ட் டிஃபரெண்ட் பிளேசஸ். And Mahamaham Kumbhakonatala, again they came back. Let us go to Kumbhakonam. Mahamaham. Adikaha, they came back to Kumbhakonam. And when they were young, they had different wishes. Now they are 70 plus. Eppadi irukkum? That Devadatta, young Devadatta, Vishnudatta is not able to recognize. Yajnadatta able to recognize. Now he is very old. Pallu, not ordinary, this real pallu. No hair, wrinkles, body. Totally changed shape. So Vishnudatta couldn't recognize Devadatta. So Yajnadatta says, who is this person? I don't know this person, Vishnudatta says. Hey, you don't know this person? That's Devadatta, Namma Devadatta. You know, when we were studying in the school, always we were in naughty Devadatta, doing all naughty things in the classroom. You know this person used to go out in the class time also, because that Devadatta only we used to go out and all. Cinema kind of free class, you go home. That's why I told you. So, that's why I told you. That Devadatta is this Devadatta. அத தற்கால பாருங்க, இவட கதை சொல்லணும். அந்த தற்கால புரியறதுக்கு, தட் தேவதத்தா வென் வி வர் ஸ்டடிங் இன் கும்பகோணம், வென் நியர்லி 60 இயர்ஸ் பேக், இப்போ 72 அவனுக்கு, இந்த 12 இயர்ஸ் என்ன, அப்ப அந்த ஏஜ்ல என்ன தெரியும், அந்த 60 இயர்ஸ் பேக். அத தற்கால, தற்கால விசிஷ்ட தேவதத்த, தட் தேவதத்த மீன்ஸ் ஸ்பெசிபிக், விசிஷ்ட மீன்ஸ் ஹியர் ஸ்பெசிபிக்கலி, தற்கால விசிஷ்ட அசோசியேட்டட் வித் ஃபார்மர் டைம். தற்கால விசிஷ்ட மீன்ஸ் தேவதத்தா ஹூ இஸ் அசோசியேட்டட் வித் ஃபார்மர் டைம். விசிஷ்ட மீன்ஸ் அசோசியேட்டட் வித். தட் இஸ் வை சைத்தன்யம் கூட, வென் இட் இஸ் இன் உபாதி, இட் இஸ் கால்ட் விசிஷ்ட சைத்தன்யம். இப்போ இவர் விசிஷ்ட தேவதத்தா, விசிஷ்ட சைத்தன்யம் மாதிரி, தற்கால விசிஷ்ட அசோசியேட்டட் வித் ஃபார்மர் டைம் தேவதத்த வாசக வாசக சசப்தஸ்ய. வாசகம் மீன்ஸ் ரிவீலிங் தட் தேவதத்தா. தற்கால விசிஷ்ட தேவதத்த, அந்த தேவதத்தா இந்த வேர்ட் சென்டென்ஸ், தற்கால தேவதத்த, தற்கால விசிஷ்ட ரிவீலிங் தட் தேவதத்தா. ஓகே, தட் தேவதத்தா த சென்டென்ஸ் இன் ஹுச் சென்டென்ஸ், தற்கால விசிஷ்ட தேவதத்தா, இந்த தேவதத்தா ஹுச் அக்கர்ஸ் வித் தற்கால விசிஷ்ட ஸ்வசப்தஸ்ய அந்த வேர்ல இருக்கிற தேவதத்த ஸ்வசப்தஸ்ய ஏதத்கால விசிஷ்ட தேவதத்தா வாசகா அயம் சப்தஸ்ய திஸ் தேவதத்தா தேர் ஸ்வசப்தஸ்ய மீன்ஸ் சஹா சப்த ஸ்வசப்தன சஹா சப்தஸ்ய சோயம் தேவதத்தா இஸ் தேர் சஹா அயம் சோயம் தேவதத்த சொல்லும் போது சஹா இஸ் தேர் அயம் இஸ் தேர் சஹா இண்டிகேட் த தற்கால விசிஷ்ட தேவதத்த அயம் இண்டிகேட் ஏதற்கால விசிஷ்ட தேவதத்த அதப்தஸ்ய அர்த்தம் அந்த சோயம் தேவதத்தால இருக்கிற சஹா சப்த விசர்க லோபம் தேர் ஓகே ஸ்வசப்தஸ்ய தற்கால விசிஷ்ட தேவதத்த தேவதத்த இஸ் இன் த மிடில் சோயம் தேவதத்த இந்த தேவதத்தனி சொல்றதுக்கு சகாயம் ரெண்டு ப்ரொனௌன் இருக்கு இப்போ இந்த ரெண்டு ப்ரொனௌன்ல சகா இண்டிகேட் தற்கால விசிஷ்ட தேவதத்த அயம் திஸ் தேவதத்த அயம் இண்டிகேட் ஏதற்கால விசிஷ்ட தேவதத்த associated now this devadatta who is associated to this time not associated to this body same body he was associated that time also same body associated this time what is the difference time is the difference 60 years 6 decades is that difference clear that saha and ayam ki gap evla 60 years saha ki ayam word ki gap is 6 decades gap is there 6 decades gap la tatkala etatkala puriyiradha nenikiren enak nalla puriyiradhu ungalku kuda puriyum nenikiren etatkala visishta devadatta வாசக அயம் சப்த வாட் இட் இஸ் ரிவீலிங் வாசகம் மீன்ஸ் வாட் ரிவீலர் தட் விச் ரிவீல்ஸ் வாசகம் வாச்சியம் வாசகம் த சப்த அயம் சப்த இஸ் வாசகம் ஹூ இஸ் வாச்சியம் தேவதத்த இஸ் வாச்சியம் த ரிவீலர் இஸ் வாசகம் த ரிவீல்ட் இஸ் தேவதத்த இஸ் வாச்சியம் நம்ம வேர்ட் புரிஞ்சுக்கிறதுக்கே இவ்வளவு திண்டாடி இருக்கோம் ஹவு ஸ்காலர்லி பீப்புள் தே ஆர் இமேஜின் அசல் அதுக்கு ஹியூமனிட்டி வர்றதுக்கு இது ஒரே ஒரு சான்ஸ் ஒன்ஸ் யூ ஸ்டடி சாஸ்திரா மோர் அண்ட் மோர் கர்வம் வர்றதுக்கு சான்சஸ்ஸே கிடையாது என்ன ஒரு ஒரு வே தே ஆர் ரைட்டிங் தேர் நாலேஜ் தேர் ஸ்காலர்ஷிப் என்ன தெரியும் நமக்கு என்ன அவங்க நமஸ்காரம் பண்ண தெரிஞ்சா போதும் ஒன்னும் பண்ண வேண்டாம் வெல் ஸ்டடிட் வெல் லேர்ன்ட் பர்சனுக்கு அகங்காரமே வராது அறக்குறை படிச்சாதான் அகங்காரமே வரும் ஆமா சாஸ்திரம் படிச்சுட்டே இருந்தேன்னா ஆழமா போயிட்டே இருந்தேன்னா வினயம் ஜாஸ்தியா வரும் என்ன நிறைய தெரியாதன்னு அப்படிதான் தெரியும் படிக்காதவனுக்கு என்ன தெரியும் எனக்கு தெரியாதன்னு அவனுக்கு தெரியவே தெரியாது இல்லையா கொஞ்சம் கொஞ்சம் படிக்கவனுக்குதான் எனக்கு தெரியாதுன்னு தெரியும் அந்த படிக்காதவனுக்கு நிறைய கர்வம் இருக்கும் படிக்கவனுக்கு கொஞ்சம் கர்வம் குறையும் ஐ டோன்ட் நோ டூ மெனி திங்ஸ் வாசக அயம் சப்தஸ்ய இப்படி படிக்கும் போது சேர்த்து எப்படி படிக்கும் வாசக அயம் சப்தஸ்யான்னு படிச்சோம் இப்படி ஸ்பிளிட் பண்ணும் போதுதான் அந்த சா இந்த அயம் வாசக சப்தம் தற்கால ஏதற்கால தத்து ஏதத்து சப்தம் ஞாபகம் இருக்கும் ஏதத்து தத்து ததா ஓகே தற்கால ஏதற்கால தேவதத்தா ச ஏகஸ்மின் பிண்டே தாத்பரிய சம்பந்தா அதான் இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் ஏகஸ்மின் பிண்டே என்ன ஒன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஒன் தேவதத்தா ஏகஸ்மின் பிண்டே என்ன இன் ஒன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஒன் என்டிட்டி one substance. Who is that? Devadattaha. Ekasmin pinde tatparya sambandha. Tatparyam is what? Vitatkala, tatkala lo tatparyam kadiyadu. Saha ayam lo tatparyam kadiyadu. And all words came to reveal whom? Devadatta. That is tatparyam. இவ்வளவு எக்ஸ்பிளைன் பண்ணதெல்லாம் எதுக்கப்பான்னா அந்த ஆளு தேவதத்தை கண்டுபிடிக்கிறதுக்காக. அதுதான் தாத்பரியம். டோன்ட் வேஸ்ட் யுவர் டைம் இன் சஹா சப்தா, அயம் சப்தா, ஏ தற்கால, தற்கால, நீர்நிதி, கும்பகோணமா, மகாமகமா, அதெல்லாம் எதுக்கு நமக்கு தேவையே இல்லை இல்லையா? இந்த சஹா சப்தா, அயம் சப்தா, அதுல ஒன்றும் தாத்பரியம் கிடையாது. ஆல் தீஸ் வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆர் எய்மிங் அட் வாட்? அதுதான் தாத்பரியம். என்ன தாத்பரியம்? The knowledge, this person is Devadatta, knowledge should come to Vishnudatta. Avane even, avane even. Tamil la sollanumna, he, avan, I am, even. Avan even anu sollakoodade, avane even anu sollanum. Adhula dirghathila same anu artham. Avane even. Cinema vandhadu, avane even. Cinema edukkanum. அவனே இவன், தட் பர்சன், ஒன்லி திஸ் பர்சன். அதுதான் தாத்பரியம். அந்த தாத்பரிய சம்பந்தா. ஐ எம் நாட் இன்ட்ரெஸ்டட் இன் திஸ் தேவதத்தா. ஓ, அந்த தேவதத்தா, இந்த தேவதத்தா அனு இவனுக்கு ஞானம் வரணும். அப்ப ரொம்ப ஜாலி ஜாலியா இருக்கும். ஓஹோ, ஆல் ஆஃப் அஸ் ஆர் ஃப்ரெண்ட்ஸ். அதான். சோ அப் டு ஹியர் எக்ஸாம்பிள் இஸ் ஓவர். நவ் யூ ஹேவ் டு ரீட் த அஷ்டாந்த. மகாவாக்கியத்துக்கு வரணும். தத்வமசீதி வாக்கியேபி பரோக்ஷத்வாதி விசிஷ்ட சைதன்யம் வாசக தத்பாதஸ்ய வாசக தத்பாதஸ்ய பரோக்ஷத்வாதி விசிஷ்ட சைதன்யம் வாசகத்வம் சம்பதஸ்யம் பதஸ்ய ச ஏகஸ்மின் சைதன்யே தாத்பர்ய சம்பந்தஹ. சோ ஏக பதார்த்த பஹு வாக்யான் சஹா அயம் தத்கால ஏதத்கால பகூனி பதானி வஸ்து ஏகதத் தேவதத்தா இஸ் ஓன்லி ஒன். வஸ்து இஸ் ஒன், தட் இஸ் கால்ட் ஏக வஸ்து. ஏக பதார்த்த பகு வாக்கியானி பகு பதானி. திஸ் சாமானாதிகரண்யம், த இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் பாயிண்ட் வி ஹாவ் டு நோட். Samanadhikaranya means a sentence in which there is only one subject. There are many words, but denotes only one entity, one subject. That is called Samanadhikaranyam. Eka Vibhaktikam. Eka Vibhaktikam means all are in nominative case. There are many words. All words are talking about only one person. For example, best example is Vishnu Sahasranama. Vishnu Sahasranama talking about whom? Appa, Amma. Vishnu. How many Namas are there in Vishnu Sahasranama? Sahasram. Thousand names are there. Thousand names are revealing whom? How many Vishnu? How many names? Bahuni Namani Eka Vastu Vishnu. This is called Samanadhikaranyam. All thousand names are in Prathama Vibhakti Ekavachanam. Amma. Vishnur Vishnur Vashatkaro Bhuta Bhavya Bhavat Prabhu. All thousand names are in Prathama Vibhakti Ekavachanam. Prathama Vibhakti Ekavachanam. Vishnu is one, but names are many. That is why Shankaracharya wrote a Bhashyam for all names. What are the meanings of those names he has written? All the different meanings are connoting whom? one Vishnu. That is called Samanadhikaranyam. So Devadatta is only one. Saha is one pronoun. I am is another pronoun. Tatkala is another pronoun. Etatkala is another pronoun. Ethana words irukku paarunga. But Devadatta is one. Therefore, Saha is also in Prathama Vibhakti Ekavachanam. I am is also Idam Shabdaha Pumlingaha Prathama Vibhakti Ekavachanam. I am, Imau, Ime, Prathama Vibhakti Ekavachanam. Ellar ore Vibhakti la irukkanum. Priyardo grammar, ippa eduka sonnana priyardo grammar class. If you don't know, okay. So grammar is useful certain places. Saha is Dakarantaha Pumlingaha Tatshabdaha. Prathama Vibhakti Ekavachanam Saha Taute. Ayam Shabdaha Prathama Vibhakti Ekavachanam. Devadattaha Akarantaha Pumlingaha Prathama Vibhakti Ekavachanam. Devadatta Shabdaha. Ellarume endu sabdana pronoun. Etatkala pronoun also in Prathama Vibhakti. Etatkala pronoun also in Prathama Vibhakti. That Tatparya Vastu, Devadatta is also in Prathama Vibhakti. Noun is not different from this pronoun. Pronoun is not different from noun. So all are in which case? Prathama Vibhakti. Samana Vibhaktikam Bahuni Padani Eka Vastu Eva Varnyate Iti Samana Adhikaranyam. Samana means one. Adhikaranam means one thing, one object. Nartha. One object or subject you can take. Or one object, one vastu. Adhikaranam means one vastu. One object only it reveals. One object only it reveals. Samana means one. Adhikaranam means object. That sentence which reveals one object alone is Samana Adhikaranyam. Suppose you say, I eat mango with milk. I eat mango with milk. I is subject. Mango is object. Mango fruit. Then, eat is a verb. With milk. With is also a tritiya. Milk is also another object. So therefore, all are different. Subject is object, instrument, itthana irukku idhula. I eat mango with milk anadhu, all are different. Aham is different. Object is different. All are different. But saha soyam devadattalu, there is no object. There is no instrument. Only subject. There is no difference. That's what he says. Saha ayam devadattaha. Doesn't have three subject, object, instruments are not there. That is the meaning here. He says, Tatha, in the same manner, Tatvamasi Vakye Api. Similarly, Soyam Devadattavat, just as you have understood the Soyam Devadatta, in the same manner, Tatvamasi Vakye, in this Mahavakya, Tatvamasi also, Chaitanya, Parokshatvadi Vishishta Chaitanya. Parokshatva means the remote, that Vishishta Chaitanyam associated with Vachaka Tatpadasya Tatpada Yukakudana Tatpadasya Parokshatvadi Vishishta Chaitanya Vachaka Sampadasya Yekasmin Chaitanya Tatparya Sambandhaha. That Jagat Karanam Paramatma, Tat Padasya Kanyat, Tat Padasya. That Jagat Karanam Paramatma is the Karyam, Karya Rupa Jivatma. Paroksha means far. Aparoksha means proximate, in proximity. Tat Padasya Aparokshatvadi Visishta Chaitanyam. That Paramatma is this Jivatma. That connotes, that connotes distinct. That Paramatma. This is nearby, proximate. This is Aparoksham. That Paramatma, that is Paroksham. That's why it is Parokshatvadi Vishishta Chaitanyam. Paramatma Chaitanyam is Paroksham. And Jivatma Chaitanyam is Aparoksham. This Chaitanyam is Aparoksham. That Chaitanyam is this Chaitanyam. Means what? That Paramatma, that Chaitanyam associated with Virat, Hiranyagarbha, Ishvara, medium, is none other than this Jivatma, this Jiva, Aparoksham, Jiva are one and the same. Anartha. Vachaka Sampadasya Ekasmin Chaitanya. That Paramatma, this Jivatma, and this you remove, Para and Jiva you remove, what is there? Atma is there. So, Tat Tvam. That is also Pradhama Vibhakti Ekavachanam. Tvam also Pradhama Vibhakti Ekavachanam. Tat Tvam. Ati is a verb. Okay, you are that. You and that are in the same Vibhakti. Therefore, Samana Adhikaranyam. There is no difference between Tat and Tvam. Therefore, what? Aham Brahma Asti. Aham, in the first person I am telling. Tat tat ke Brahma. So, Aham Brahma Asmi Mahavakya. So, first relation. Second relation will be in the next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Sri Guru Bhyo Namaha Harihi Om.